Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the fifth parak of Maseches Ksubos by learning Parak Hey, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. Hamashris Ishtal Yidei Shlish. If a person gives his wife food through a third party, meaning he doesn't eat with her, but he sends her food so that she could eat. Lo yichlos la mishnei kabin chitin o meir ba'a kabin sa'urin. He has to give her at least 2 kav of wheat and 4 kav of barley each week. That's a reasonable diet to provide her with. Now, which means that it's got to be twice the amount of barley that you would normally give of wheat. That's the minimum amount, even if he's a very poor guy. Only Rabbi Shmuel would set the amount of barley for her meals as being twice that of wheat, because he lived near Edom, where barley was very, very low quality. But in other places, if you're giving barley instead of wheat, it doesn't have to be twice as much, probably a little more, because barley is cheaper than wheat, and less quality, lower quality than wheat, but it's not such lower quality. Not only that, menosin lachati kav kitnis v'chati lok shemen v'kav grogros omana devela. He has to give her half a kav of beans, half a lug of oil, and a kav of dried figs or a mana of pressed figs. V'imein lo posik l'umasan peros makam acher. And if he doesn't have dried or pressed figs, then he has to give other fruits, that will turn out to be the equivalent of that. And in addition to foods, v'nosin l'mita mapatz machzeles, he has to give his wife a bed, a cushion, and a mat to sleep on. V'nosin l'kipa l'rosh v'chagal masneha, he has to give her a cap for her head and a belt for her waist. U'menal l'mimoy l'moy, he's got to give her a new pair of shoes for each yomtov. V'kelim shel chamishim zuz mishana l'shana, and 50 zuz worth of clothing as a clothing budget for each year. V'ein nosin l'loch hadashim b'yomos hachama, he doesn't give her brand new clothing during the summertime, because new clothing used to be very thick clothing, and it was too hot to wear thick clothing. V'loshchachim b'yomos hachama, he cannot give her worn out clothing during the wintertime, because during the wintertime she needs thicker clothing to keep her warm. Al nosa kelim shel chamishim zuz b'yomos hachama, he gives her 50 zuz worth of new clothing in the wintertime when she needs to be warm. V'yimischasa b'vlaosei b'yomos hachama, and as that clothing slowly wears out over the winter, just in time for summer, it will be worn out thin clothing, which will be perfect for summertime. V'ashchakim, it wasn't about style, it was just about functionality of the clothing. V'ashchakim shalah, and that worn out clothing is hers to keep, even after she gets new clothing for the following year. Mishnah test, nosin la ma'a kesef letzarka, he has to give her 1 silver ma'a for whatever needs she has. V'ocheles imo milei l'shabbos le'shabbos, and she has the right to demand that they eat Friday night su'uda together, even if they don't eat nightly, they don't eat dinner together. V'im ein nosin la ma'a kesef letzarka, if he does not provide her with ma'a kesef for whatever it is that she needs, ma'isi yadeh shalah, then she gets to keep her own ma'isi yadeim. Umahi osalo, and what's the amount that she has to do for him? Mishkal chamish lam shesi b'Yehuda, shein esr slam b'Galil. If she spins wool for a living, then she should spin warp threads that weigh 5 sela in Yehuda, which is the same as 10 sela in Galil, because a sela in Galil was actually half the weight of a sela in Yehuda. It's just they use the same term sela, but it represented different amounts of weight. Oh, mishkal esr slam erev b'Yehuda, shein esrim slaim b'Galil, or weft threads that weigh 10 slaim in Yehuda, which is the same as 20 slaim in Galil. V'maisa menika pochsam la mimaisa yadeha, and if she was nursing a child, then the amount that she needs to produce and provide in Maisi Adayim is less, because she needs time to be nursing the kid. Plus she needs to eat more, because she's feeding his child, so she's eating for two, so therefore we give her more mazonos. Bamed var mamurim, all of these amounts that we're talking about are ba'ani shabi Yisrael, if the guy is the poorest guy. Aval b'mechubat hakalafi kvodo, if he's a wealthier person, okay, so then you do, based on what his own standard of wealth is, he's going to have to provide more than that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a person provides food for his wife through a third party, we gave specific amounts of food that he has to give her. And initially, the Tanakhama had said that the ratio of barley to wheat is 2 to 1, but Rabbi Yossi says that's only if you're near Edom, where the barley is a very low quality. We also spoke about other things he has to give her, like a mattress and a bed and a cushion, and something to wear on her head, and a belt, and shoes every Yom Tov, and she gets a 50 zuz clothing budget annually. But the way to do it is to buy new clothing right before the winter, so that it's nice and thick and keeps her warm. And by the time it wears out, it's going to be summertime, and she'll be able to keep the worn-out clothing. In Mishnah Tess, we said that he's got to give her an extra ma'akesa for whatever she needs, and she could demand to have Friday night suda with him. And if he does not give her the ma'akesef, she gets to keep her ma'isi adayim. How much ma'isi adayim is she expected to produce? So we gave examples of how much wool she's expected to spin. But we said if she's nursing, she doesn't have to produce as much ma'isi adayim, and she's entitled to more food because she needs to eat more to provide for the child. But all of these numbers that we're giving over here are only for the ani shebi Yisrael. If the person is wealthier, then he's got to produce, then he's got to provide his wife with more lefi kvoda, based on the standards of their family. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav.